We're learning Masechtas Nozir, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom, Daf Dalet Amud Beis. We talked about Nozir Shimshin, now we're going to continue about Nozir Oilam. Zokta Gemara at the end of the line, V'Nozir Oilam Heichi Ksiv, which means, in the Dharam language, how do you know that it's mutter lahakel, it's mutter to cut your hair once in a while? How do you know you're allowed to cut your hair once in a while for Nozir Oilam? You're Nozir for the rest of your life, how do you know? This type of nozer, it's called nozer oilam. The title of the Rebbe Yomer, Rebbe says, Avshalom nozer oilam haya. Avshalom was a nozer oilam. She never says in the Pasuk, Vahimi kates abam shana. After 40 years, 40 years after what? We'll see the Gemara at the end before the Mishnah will tell you what those 40 years are. Vahimi Avshalom al Melech. Avshalom tells the Melech, tells David Melech, Elchanov Avshalom as Nidri. I'm going to go pay up my neder. Ashenadat la Hashem, Bechevroin. That I made to Hashem, Bechevroin. And like Tosis points out, Stam neder is an Aziris. Or because you see he took a haircut infrequently, so that's why you know Nidarti is a Nazir Olam. And you see, even though he was a Nazir, still Magaleach Echel Shteivas Achaydes. She still took a haircut once every 12 months. Shnema Vayimikates Yomim. The Lashon of the Pasuk is this: Vagalcha is Roisha. Reading the Pasuk of Shmuel, Vagalcha is Roisha. Vayimikates Yomim Liyomim. Asher Yigaleach He Kovir Olav Vegilchoy Veshakal Asar Roisha. He weighed his hair. Masayim Shkolim Evan Amelach. It was 200 Shkolim Evan Amelach. So you see, he cut his hair once every 12 months. Yom Yom means 12 months. How do you know? Yalaf Yom Yom and Bat Eri Chaima. Ma Hazam, just like Bat Eri Chaima, you have 1 year in order to redeem it. After that, you can't redeem it anymore. You raise Chaydash. Avkan, you raise Chaydash. So let's just recap. The question was, Nazir Elam, how do you know he can make a Basar? He could cut his hair once in a while when it gets too heavy. The Raya is from Avshalom. Avshalom, how do you know is a Nazir? So the Pasuk says, Ashalom is Nidre. Don't pay up my Nadar. And that's talking about Naziris. How do you know he's Nazir Olam? The Meiri speaks out that the Kabbalah Hoya B'Yadam, the Kabbalah by Chazal, that he was a Nazir Olam, and not any other type of Nazir. Because someone could become a regular Nazir and say, I already Nazir for 40 years or for 100 years. He could do that. But it's not what he did. He was a Nazir Olam, a different type of Nazir. And it says, a regular Nazir can't cut his hair ever. But a Nazir Olam could be makel betar. He could make his hair shorter once in a while when it gets too heavy. And the raya is Mav Shalom that every year he took a haircut. What?
Maybe he wasn't doing
it
right.
No, for that he was a sally. You don't find he did something wrong with a gavin zeros. That you don't find. So, and the pasuk wouldn't have tell us either exactly when he took a haircut if that was his case. Rav Neroy Oimer, that Megaleach Achas, he took a haircut once every 30 days. Yom means 30 days. And we'll see how he knows that. The way he knows 30 days is because that's Stam case of Naziris is 30 days. Therefore, he held 30 days. Rav Yisrael Megaleach Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Every Erev Shabbos, once a week, because children, princes, they take a haircut every week. So he also, when it says Yom Yom, means every week. Now, we have three sheetahs here, what it means. According to the first Mandi Yama, it's once a year. According to the second Mandi Yama, once every 30 days. And the next Mandi Yama holds that it was once a week. You took a haircut once a week? My time of the Rebbe, what's the reason of Rebbe? Yolif about the Yerachayma. We learn now, Yom Yom about the Yerachayma. Break the Marakasha. The pasuk it says by our baruch haim like this. It's two pasukim we're going to talk about. The pasuk says, "V'ish kiyimka beis moish avir chayma." A person sells a house that's in a walled city. His gula is until time shnas mekaroi, till end of the year. Yomim tiyeh gulasay. Im lo yigal ad meloish lo yishana tmima v'kam beis moish avir chayma. What is the words Yom Ti Gulasai? Till now we're assuming it means he has a year to do Gula. The Gemara says no. That Rebbe Zadash, the words Yomim, that for the first 2 days you cannot be goyal the house. Ain Yomim Pusim Mishnayim. So Haki said Exeris Shava saying Yomim to teach you a year. The word Yomim Bat Yerchaim means 2 days, which would mean that he took a haircut every 2 days. Hai Exeris Shava Mishim Kaya Rebbe Udam Yom Hashem. And for the Gemara, we're learning here that if your hair gets too overgrown, you're allowed to cut it. Ubishnei yomim and 2 days like a kaivit, and therefore it can't be the zereshav. It can't be going on the word yomim. It's going on the rest of the pasuk that says shnas memkaroi or ad meloish loishana tamima until after a year. that we're going on that part of the pasuk to teach us that up to every year you can take a haircut. Break the Gemara. How do you know Yom means from this pasuk? Maybe you dash Yom from a different pasuk. Maybe it means you only have to take a once every 2 years. And there it's the beginning of Parashas Mikates. It says Yomim, says 2 years. Yomim says 2 years. So you see, Taich Yomim has 2 years. And for the Gemara, Donin Yomim She'enim Ma'am Shonim, Yomim She'enim Ma'am Shonim. We have the word Yomim here by Avshalom. He Mikates Yomim, Le Yomim. That's the Lashon. This is Yom by itself, without any additional words. Same thing by Batir Chaim, it's Yom without additional words. So those are learned from each other. Ashenkein Shenasayim Yomim says Yomim with the years. It's 2 years. So that's not a good limud. So you learn out yomim yomim she'enim amshan ma'yichiach zesh yesh imayshanim. Don't learn out from this word that has the word shenasayim, which is a word of shana together with the yomim. So it makes more sense to make the other gzera shava. Ve'imalamed yomim, maybe it's 30 days. Chsiv ad chaydish yomim. It says in the pasuk regarding the slav that they ate the slav and they died. Ad chaydish yomim was a month long. They ate their slav. You see, yomim is a month. And for the Gemara, same tarets. These words, yom by itself. The word chodesh yom is with the word chodesh. Made from a different pasuk. The pasuk says by Yiftach, when he won the war, he made a neder that the first thing that comes out of his house, he'll bring makdash l'Hashem. And what happened was his daughter came out first. So it says in the pasuk, meyomim yamima telachna b'nois Yisrael. Once in a while, the Bnei Yisrael used to go, Lesanois, which sometimes means like a Lashon Kinui, like say Hesped, Lebas Yiftach HaGeladi, Arbas Yomim B'Shana. 4 days in the year. See the word Yomim? And 4 days in the year, if you divide it by 12, is every 3 months. So Gemara's Kasha is, here it says the word Yomim without any word attached to it. Really, it says Shasai Yomim Machoydish Yomim, says Yomim. Yom B'Shana says, but it says Yomim. And here it means every 3 months. Yomim learn from Yomim, but not Yomim Yamima. Here it doesn't say the word Yomim, it says Yom Yamima, and here it says Yom Yamima is different than Yomim. Or my nafkamina, what's the difference? In this kash, we like asking all the trutzim. But Tanur Rav Shmuel, it's Rav Shmuel made a drasha regarding to Negaim. It says a shava karin and va'akayin, zui shiva zui bia, that you can make a zera shava to each other because they mean the same thing. Even though one's with shav, one's a bar. So you see, the word of them is exactly the same. So my answer is hanim lehechad like a domle. It's only if you don't know not a word that's more similar to it. But hechad ikad domle, when you have a similar word to it, the domle afino, you learn from the word that's domi. It's more similar. Ikad amri. Another pshat why from the pasuk of Yiftach, you cannot learn out the din of they can't learn out the din of that it's every 3 months. He says, "Menoya dinon." How do you know it was every 3 months they went to visit her? It says 4 times a year. Menoya dinon lechol plus yarchem. Maybe chazimna every time was 3 months. Every time was 1 time every 3 months. Dilma, abaz bin mishata. Maybe it was 4 times a year, which can mean like this: arba yachin chazimna, tren yachin chazimna. Maybe after 4 months one time, after 2 months another time. How do you know you do it equally? So therefore, since it's not clear anyway, you wouldn't learn that from that pasuk. So like upon him, we were talking. We did the first mandiyama. The first mandiyama says that the Avshalom took haircut once a year, and that will be we learned out the Noz Olam. The Noz Olam is allowed to take a haircut once a year. How do we know from Avshalom? Avshalom says he took a haircut once a year, and it's very geshmak the pasuk that was a heavy as it was very heavy after a year. It was a lot of hair, so it was heavy. And it says in the pasuk was. The weight of his hair was 200 shkolim evan amelach. Akapadim, we learned that from Yom. We learned that Yom means 12 months. We learned Yom 12 months from Bati Rechaim. The Gemara went through a whole discussion, may learn from here, may from there. We said, no, the most mustava place to learn from is Bati Rechaim, and therefore it's 12 months. And that was the first man of Yom. Rav Naroi Yomer, Megalech Achas Yom Yom. He says, once every 30 days, my timer, what's the makar for that? Kahanim, they had to take a haircut every 30 days. Why? Because it's called overgrown. So you see, overgrown is 30 days. So here also, overgrown will be 30 days. Tosis even asks, Delchari Kahanim themselves learn out from the zeros. That's, we had this on yesterday's blot, 2 days ago's blot, that you can learn out We learn out from the Zirus, that's how you know every 30 days. From it says Gadol Pera, and there's his Leish Lecha Pera. So learn out Nozer from itself. Like, what are you going to the Kohanim? Tosfos answers that we're learning out Kedushas Olam from Kedushas Olam. A regular Nozer from Kedushas Shav. So there you know it from Xeris Shava. Now we have a Limud, like a Mamatzinu, we'd rather learn out from a place of a Kedushas Olam, which is what a Kohen. Nozer Olam from Kedushas Olam, to learn from a Kohen. That's how we do it, that direction. That we learn now from a Kohen, there's a Kohen every 30 days, a Nozer Elam is also every 30 days. That's Pshat Rav Naroi. What's Pshat Rav Yesi? Yesi Eimer, Migalech Me'erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos, because you're talking about Avshalom, who's a prince, and that's the Aruch of a prince to take care of it every week. Break the Gemara, so then what makes him a Nozer? Ma'ike B'nei L'Shara Chayit. And you go to ask, and this Kash is not asked, then why was it so heavy? Every week he took a haircut. How was it so heavy? It's a good kasha, and I don't have a two tarots to that kasha. Unless his hair grew like crazy. But upon him, the Gemara's question is that if he takes a haircut every week, so what makes him a nozer? Why is he worse than a regular person who takes a haircut every Erev Shabbos? What's the difference between him and all the people, and his other brothers who are princes, they all take a haircut every Erev Shabbos. What makes him a nozer more than his brothers? And for the Gemara, Yom Tov Shechal Liyeis Pe'emtza Shabbos. If a Yom Tov lands up in the middle of the week, his brothers took a haircut called Yom Tov. Who lo megalech? He didn't take a haircut. Why not? Because he's a nazir and he had to wait at least 7 days. That's one teretz. Inami legolchim and tzafra demali shabsa. If they could take a haircut right in the morning of Erev Shabbos, achuy megalchim, ilo megalach apani. You couldn't take a haircut until a little later. What does that mean? The Rosh explains that we said in the Mishnah, we spoke this out, and the Mishnah spoke this out, that you have to bring a carbon every time you take a haircut. When Nozer Elam takes a haircut, he needs a carbon. So the Rosh says he couldn't take a haircut until he broke Kabbanis. Therefore, Friday morning, he woke up bright and early by night, and he says, oh, I want to take a haircut. Says, no, you got to go to Beis Hamikdash, bring a carbon. The carbon comes first. That's the Rosh says. You can't do it until a carbon. The Rosh is a very interesting Rosh. It's Kedai probably to see the Rosh. The Rosh has a kasha. The Mara has a kasha. Ma'ik b'na between the brothers. Zok the Rosh, first of all, have a matzil meimar, the inu matzil galcha b'misvarayim, they let the haircut with a scissor, the iu dafka batar, he has to take dafka batar. Stop right there. The Rosh, first of all, you see, Clark learns that a Nozer Olam, Mekel Batar, is Dafka Tar. We spoke out of Minchas Chinuch yesterday that says, a Shiloh, a Sofik, if Tar or not. The Rosh says Dafka Tar. Tar means a razor. Razor, razor. The Dafka, this is it. The first Kash is, what's the more Kash? The difference between him and his brothers. The difference is, you have to use the scissors or not. And another Tar, the Kash, he says, another Chilik is, but you, Dafka Mekel. But hey, you come to Galak girl. He don't know to be Mekel Batar. They'll have to take a 000. So, Chaira, that's the two kashas of the Rosh. So the Rosh answers elabistam giluach shvegilim nevelachim legaleach kabayi my benayo. The normal way of taking haircut. The normal way to take haircut is they didn't make a 000, and they didn't dafka use them as parayim. So different. What's the difference? So he says. So why don't we say the difference is you have to bring a carbon? The Rosh asks. The Rosh says that is the Gemara's teretz. The Gemara's teretz is that you have to bring the carbon. So I'll read the Rosh says with the Rosh says those words. It says. But lav dafka panya, lav dafka the morning, el d'loim megalech ad havas kabanoisav. What it means to say is, you can't be megalech until you bring the kabanos. He says the word is, el b'shas havas kabanos. You only like to hear b'shas havas kabanoisav. That's the Rosh says. Al kaponim, where we're holding right now is, we said over the pshat of Rav Yossi holds every week, and the kasha was, the lechari is not worse than any of your brothers. Tarot says, the chilik is, if it lands up yont in the middle of the week. If yont lands in the middle of the week, if you're like the other brothers, the Kavod Yontov will take a haircut. If now you are a Nazir, you got to wait till full week. And a week, that's one Teretz. Another Teretz is that what time in the morning you take a haircut. The other ones, the first thing in the morning they can take a haircut. Masha'inkein, the Avshalom has to wait till the Kavanos. Zok the Gemara, Hani Abam Shana Ma'avir Tau. It says after Abam Shana, he says, we're going to Kavod's Neder. 40 years from what? So like Taisa speaks out, it can't be 40 years from his melucha, because David HaMelech only was Melech 40 years total. And we know after the Maisa of Avshalom, there was another 5 years of melucha for David HaMelech. So it can't be 40 years of his melucha. So at 40 years after Klal Yisrael asked for a king, and that was 5 years or 4 years before David HaMelech, end of David HaMelech's melucha. And the reason why we're referencing that is because Avshalom was a Meirid and Klal Yisrael was a Meirid. By asking for a Melech, they were considered a Meirid. They should have been happy with the situation it was where the Kadosh Baruch Hu really was the king, and they wanted a human king, and that was Shtikel Merida, and therefore we referenced that Merida. Lekeitz Mem Shalom Shalom Melech. Tana Oysa Shalom Shalom Melech, Hishnas Esel Shmuel Haramasi. The year they asked for Melech was the 10th year of Shmuel Ramasi, and Tosfos makes the cheshbon that then in 11 and a half years of Shmuel's days, they got a Melech, which was Shaul, and then 2.5 years later, he died, and that's when David HaMelech became the Melech, and Al Kaponim, could be died even in a half year later, when exactly he died, but Al Kaponim, it was 4 years, this when they asked for Melech, was 4 years before David HaMelech became a Melech, and here we're referencing 40 years, because Avishalom was a Meirid, and the same thing, Klai Yisrael was considered, to a certain degree, a Meirid.